Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it on. By the way, tomorrow is a big Christmas gift exchange. Yes. A spicy Christmas where somebody, if they don't like their gift, they can go to the boxes of luxury. But in those boxes of luxury, luxurious items or the little nitro hottest gummy in the world.
Oh my God.
Hottest chip in the world.
I don't like that.
Somebody could die.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, right here on the Bobby Bones Show. That's right. All right, Eddie, you're up first. What you got, buddy?
Man, let me just say, Mike D is a pleasure to share a room with. I had to do that this past weekend. Mike D and I were roommates. We stayed in the same hotel, and it was very nice.
He's quiet. I've lived with him multiple times.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I wrote down a couple of things that I liked about being Mike D's roommate. You want to hear them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first thing is, he doesn't say much. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Not a lot to say. You don't
quiet
have to entertain.
Mike in the house. Or you think. Do you ever really know? He's quiet.
He goes to bed early. But he doesn't demand you to go to bed early.
Night-night Mike. Is he asleep? And he's nice about it. But like, he's night-night Mike.
He doesn't say turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. He's just like, He goes to sleep. I like that. Then he wakes up early. But he doesn't wake you up. He's very quiet.
Rise and shine Mike.
I woke up and I look over and he was gone. I think he went to work out or something. Like, wow, that was very nice. I didn't even notice he was gone.
David Copper Mike.
And then for me, the most important one, he picks up after himself in the restroom, in the bathroom. Like, there were no towels everywhere. There wasn't stuff everywhere. His towel was nicely hung right there. He looked like he had taken a shower. I love that. Man, anytime I need to share a hotel room with Mike, I'm in.
Tidy Mike for the win.
Tidy wow. Mike.
Mm-hmm, Tidy Mikey.
There you go.
All right, Area, Lunchbox, you go now.
Joe Nichols may be the smartest person in country music because the other day I got a package up here and Joe Nichols must be a fan of the show. He must listen every morning. I get him through days. I don't know. He just listens because he said, hey, Merry Christmas. Enjoy a pair of boots. Joe Nichols.
Wow, he sent you boots?
He sent me boots. So eat that. He knows I'm the MVP of the show. And he was like, I want to say thanks for, you know, being so funny on air. And he sent me a pair of boots. And it is finally glad that someone respects me.
I am finally glad.
Is he a big Lunchbox fan?
Yeah, he must be.
Guys, I got boots too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I got boots. It's the same letter.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Right here.
Oh, Bobby has the boots.
Bones, you got...
I got these. And Amy, you have some boots in the other room.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, and so does Morgan.
No. Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't know.
I literally thought I was the only one that got boots, and Joe Nichols was a fan of mine, just like saying...
But you got included.
I did. That is... That's what I was saying. I was like, he went above and beyond and said, screw everybody else.
No.
But I thought that.
And anyway,
but thanks you, Joe Nichols. And then my question, can I ask another question?
And I was like, yeah.
Can Sunny and 75.
I'm going to answer your questions here. Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Now, can I ask my question?
I thought that's what you're going to ask.
No. My question is, hey, other artists, what's going on? Mm. Where's our Christmas present?
Don't ask.
I'm not. Okay. I'm just saying, where are they?
Okay. Amy, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mike D had posted, I think on Instagram and Twitter, he just said, what's the worst movie you saw this year? Because he's Movie Mike. He's a movie podcast. So I guess he was trying to collect data for that. And I noticed that Lunchbox left a comment and said Holiday Harmony, which is the Christmas movie that I was in. And it just seemed so uncalled for. I don't know why. He didn't even watch it. So how can he say it's the worst movie he saw this year?
Amy, I will say I laughed, though, when I saw that comment.
I mean, I did too.
So it's
to
like
be
a
honest.
Double insult. He didn't watch it and he commented.
I get it. I laugh too. But I just don't understand why he hates on anybody else's success. Mm-hmm. Abby in particular, me.
She has no success. She has pity.
Okay, whatever. Okay, never mind. I shouldn't have brought her up. But the thing is too, Bobby, when you have certain things, he never says anything about what you have going on or what you do. It's almost like he picks the weaker or who he thinks are the weaker.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what bullies do. It's like literally the definition.
Oh, so you're saying you're weak?
You're a 41-year-old.
You pick on the women.
Father, husband, man, bully.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sure.
He did say Holiday Harmony. And he got 43 likes.
I mean, it's funny. Like, I get it. But he's just so obnoxious. And I don't understand why he can't just be supportive.
I'm sorry that happened.
It's fine.
Man, sorry you hate comedy.
Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he plays golf with Eddie, and he's quick at getting ready. Bobby Bones.
Sure, thank you very much. Which, by the way, today I have on my suit. My wife has said, hey, you like to wear these. They're not sweats. They're kind of a... You can pull them off with a nice shirt or a t-shirt. But she's like, why don't you get matching ones? Because I'm so colorblind, and I'm constantly asking, does this match? Does this match? And I don't want to wake her up, so sometimes I just come to work, and I'm like, oh, crap. So she's helped me pick... This wasn't my thing, but she's helped me pick out... Do you like when I wear the mat? The last few days I've had matching stuff on.
That's very nice.
Like my jacket or my shirt matches my pants.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. Notice. Like I'm put together and I match and I don't feel like, because I'm so colorblind, it sucks. So, but thank you. I do get ready pretty quickly in the morning. That wasn't what I was here for today. So I want to give you guys a quick good news update on Stanley, my bulldog, a.k.a. Fatness Everdeen, a.k.a. Fat King Cole, a.k.a. Fats Domino, a.k.a. he goes to the Church of Fatter-day Saints.
That's the new one. I like that.
And he's gotten a little fatter because he blew out his ACL. But we got x-rays, and they're healing up perfectly. And he'll be able to, as of now, go on 15-minute walks first time. And as of January 3rd, go back and play with other dogs.
Yeah,
it's a big day.
That's
big
awesome.
Day for us. So we're very excited about that because he's been going crazy. And that's all. Because you don't want to go to the Church of Fatter-day Saints.
Fat Sajak.
And not Fat Sajak, yeah. That's who he is.
That's
Fat Bulldog.
Good.
What do you say? All right, that's what's up. Thursday, welcome to the show. Let's go. It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I ordered one, but I got two TVs. Should I return one or should I keep them both? Would that make me a terrible person? Thanks for the advice. Girl with two TVs who's trying to stay a good person. Interesting. This happens at times. She has two. She only paid for one. What does she do?
It's tough.
No, it's not.
It's easy.
No, it's not. Yes. You call and you go, I got two TVs. Do you want me to send the other one back?
And they might say, no, just keep it.
That's happened to us.
Because it's shipping. It happened to me with bicycles.
We had a planter. We ordered a big planter to put plants in outside the house. And they sent the wrong color. And we called. We're like, hey, we need to ship this back. And they were like, it costs too much to ship back. Just keep it. We'll send you another one. And we're like, we promise we didn't lie. Then all of a sudden we feel guilty. We're like, no. We promise. It happened with you with the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may want it back or they may not. What I would worry about, if you keep both of them, they then realize it. And then somewhere down the line, you get charged for two. Why are you biting your teeth?
Because it's tricky. Because you're risking that. Yes. You're hoping that.
But you didn't have two anyway. You're not losing anything.
Oh, but now you do.
And no, you're losing a TV. That's why you just sit there and say, you know what? We can put one on the back patio.
But again, they may go, oh, it looks like two have been signed for there. We need to charge them for that one.
But what do you always say, Bones? That makes so much sense. Prove it.
Yeah.
They can't easily because you signed for it.
Oh, dang, I did?
Usually it's just dropped off of my front porch.
I would call and say, hey, we got sent an extra TV.
Or you could call and say, hypothetically, if we got an extra TV.
Let's just say.
My friend.
Yeah.
I would be concerned at some point that we're going to charge me for it, and I'm not really expecting that charge, nor did I have it budgeted. It's like when the work pays you a little too much by accident because they messed up. You know eventually they're going to come get it.
Yeah.
So I would call and say, hey, let's just say I got an extra TV.
Let's just say.
What do I do? And 38% chance you get to keep the second TV. But odds are no, but a good chance you get to keep the second one.
Yeah, I'll just say Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. I call. What do you do?
Call.
You?
I think you're right. I'll just call and tell him I got two TVs.
Just because you don't want to charge double.
Why do you fold like a lawn chair?
No, man. He's right. It makes sense.
It's not even about being a good person. It could be, but you just don't want to get charged double.
Say a little prayer before you call, though, and say, please, please tell them.
Who are you praying to?
TV gods.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. That's why. All right. Thank you. Call. You'll probably get to keep it anyway. That's the mailbag.
We've got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay. If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle. It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We're looking out for ways
that you guys can either benefit in life or to keep you from getting in trouble. And so anytime we see a scam out there, because they're everywhere, we come on the air, we go, scam alert, scam alert, scam alert. And then we share it with you. And some of them, they're really smart people trying to do really dirty things. Like the links they send, the way they get us an email. Sometimes it's just idiots trying to get us to do idiotic things. Now, Amy, what do you have this time?
Mine's in person.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy outside of Walgreens was trying to ask me if I had change for 100 because he needed to break it.
Okay.
Well, luckily I didn't, but I wouldn't have fallen for it anyway because I'm on the alert for scams. He's outside of Walgreens. If he needed change, he could just go into the cashier and say, hey, can I break this? Or he could buy a pack of gum and break it. But what I think is his $100 bill that he was trying to give me was counterfeit. And he wanted my real 20s or 10s or whatever so he could go away with a legit $100.
That's interesting because something's up.
Yeah.
Or he just go sure. in. So good on you. Scam alert! Scam alert! Who had the story of the person, maybe we talked about it, like, oh, can I pay you to put on your credit card?
Me. That's me too.
Oh boy. Amy sent so many where she almost gets scammed.
Oh wow.
Go ahead.
No, no. This was crazy. I mean, my daughter was with me and even she was like, wow, that is, she said, that's a scam. We were checking out and he said, hey, if you pay with credit card, this is going to be $200. Now, if you pay with cash, $100. The difference in that makes it a no-brainer for you to want to pay cash.
My theory would be,
he's pocketing it.
He can take the cash. He doesn't have to ring it up. It won't be
exactly
caught in any sort of inventory.
Okay.
Right. He's this is off the books. Yeah. He just wants the cash and he's selling it to us. And so I
not a scam. Hey.
Not a scam at all. Yeah. Well,
that's like, give me the address alert. Give me the address alert.
No, I felt like I was participating in something illegal, but yeah, Stashir and I hopped in the car and went and found an ATM and I got $100 and I paid cash, but it felt so shady.
But you don't know that it was.
But I mean,
but you don't
on.
Know that it was.
$100 difference, that's a lot.
But you don't know
a big
that
deal.
It was.
You don't know.
It's a big credit card fee.
You did what he told you to do. You didn't steal anything.
I know, but I know that he was doing such a large difference. You don't do that. It's not like he would say, oh, okay, it's just going
to
be
I'm
a 10% markup.
I'm trying to give you
markup.
The benefit of you.
No. No, it felt, I'm telling you, it felt so wrong, but also.
Felt so right.
What am I going to say? Oh yeah, swipe it for $100 more? Heck no, I went and got cash.
I wonder what it was.
What I was buying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Was it something you can produce easily?
I'll tell you off air.
And untraceable?
Honestly, as in probably one of the sketchier parts of town. I'd never been there. Even Stashira was worried.
Huh.
I'll tell you later what we were buying.
Okay, scam alert! Scam alert! And here's a scam that somebody on the show is trying to do. Lunchbox, how's your angel doing?
I haven't got adopted yet.
Like Lunchbox created an angel. We told him not to, but he created one of these angels on a tree where somebody comes in and goes, I'd like to help people less fortunate, and I would like to get them some gifts. But he filled one out for himself. And what did you put on the angel?
I had a Garmin. Let me tell you exactly the type of watch. It is called the Garmin
running watch.
Forerunner 955 Solar. It is the best running watch of 2022, according to all the reviews. I also put on the new Jordans because I've never had them. I mean, varsity red. Never had a pair of Jordans and an official FIFA World Cup soccer ball.
Did you put your size on there?
Yes.
What are you, like a 10?
11.
Are you sure?
I put my feet in my shoes every single day.
All right.
And I have not got an email or a phone call saying.
Do you put your age on there?
It just says birthday.
But did you put 1981?
Did you put the year in your birthday?
No.
I mean, I may upped it a little bit.
Oh.
I said 85.
Okay, so you're still an adult.
But you're still old.
You're still in your
30s. I know, but I'm not 40s.
Wait.
Yeah, that didn't work.
That's why you're not getting adopted. And I'm glad you're not getting adopted.
But yeah, no, I've got no email, no call saying that someone has adopted me and that my presence will be arriving.
Yeah, because people are looking at you on the tree like we went and got a angel tree situation.
Did you
and
give
my
me?
Kids went shopping for
it's I don't even know which one
no,
you're on.
It's a
four, or I would take it and just throw it away.
It's a 4-year-old little girl. Her favorite color's pink. She needed some clothes and a backpack and books. And like
you're
that's
right.
that's reasonable, and your kids can get behind it. My kids loved shopping for it. And then Lunchbox is like a Garmin
runner watch.
But I did put my favorite color is green.
Like money.
Well, that's just my favorite color. They asked my favorite color.
Scam alert.
No, boy.
If you see that angel, don't adopt that kid. You lied but said 85.
I mean, why not say 81?
Why not say, if you were going to lie, 2001?
2018. 2001 still makes him an adult.
21, though. At least, yeah. True.
Make yourself a child.
Yeah.
But don't.
Make it, yeah, 2016.
Maybe I need to go edit.
There's that 8-year-old wanting a Garmin running watch.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Little Nev Del Corazon, she had a heart defect at birth, and then she had her first surgery 1 week after she was born. And then right after that, she was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. So it's been a really tough time for her and her mom. She is now 5 years old. They got a new house and they move into the neighborhood. But when they're moving in, they notice all the neighbors have lights up and Christmas decorations. But mom's really tight on money, so she really needed help. So she went to social media and said, guys, if anyone has extra Christmas lights to donate, we would love to take them because my daughter wants a good Christmas. And so the neighborhood got together and then the community saw it. A neighbor went to Home Depot, talked to the manager. The manager says, here, there's a lot of lights here that we don't really use. We'll donate those. And then the community got together. They decorated the front yard. It looks great. And they're ready for Christmas.
Awesome.
It's really, really
That's
cool.
That's a good one. I love effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's audio of the mom talking about the community, how they came together.
I'm really thankful that, you know, these people care about people that aren't in their family. It's beyond that. It's a community.
That's what it's all about.
It really is, man.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Boom, that's it. The loser eats Buddy the Elf spaghetti.
Like the one he eats in the movie?
I mean, but that's yes. like spaghetti with maple syrup and... Mm-hmm.
Love it.
I mean, okay. Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
Really?
I don't know. It sounds
disgusting.
When you watch
spaghetti,
it?
Chocolate syrup. Oh. Candy cereal, maple syrup, marshmallows against spaghetti.
Okay, probably a little much.
I mean, all awesome. That on spaghetti just sounds
from Elf the movie, by
gross.
The way.
Yeah.
So okay. The loser has to eat that Buddy the Elf spaghetti today. We're gonna play Amy versus Lunchbox, where each of them get questions the other person would probably know. Amy, we got three questions for you first. Now, these are questions Lunchbox will probably know the answer to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what grain is the alcohol moonshine typically made from?
Okay. Moonshine. Is that moonshine whiskey and rye? I don't know.
Grain?
Rye.
Incorrect.
Dang it. What is it?
Lunchbox, you can steal this.
I don't know if corn's a grain, so I'm going to say corn, though.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey Good. Makes my... Dang it.
Amy, what in your house would have a pilot light?
Oh, the... I have to... The pilot light goes out on the... what is that thing that's called? The water heater.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow. Accepted.
Water heater, gas stove, furnace, acceptable.
Okay.
1-1. Amy, the NFC and the AFC are two divisions in what sport?
The what?
NFC and AFC are two divisions in what professional sport?
National Football Club? National AFC?
NFC and AFC are two divisions in what professional sport?
American Football Club and National Football Club? But that doesn't sound right. I feel like it's soccer, but football? In America? In America? Okay. Okay, football?
Correct.
No! Yes!
Not club conference. National Football Conference, American Football
okay.
Conference. Okay. Amy got two, Lunchbox got one. Again, whomever loses has to eat Buddy the Elf spaghetti presented by HelloFresh.
Oh! Oh, yeah, that's right.
Launch
so
it
fun.
Up together. Here we go. Lunchbox. To me, you are perfect, is a quote from what Christmas movie where the character has those words written on a big sign?
What?
To me, you are perfect, is a quote from what Christmas movie where the character has those words written on a big sign?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Incorrect. Amy?
A Christmas movie... He's probably thinking of Four Christmases because of Reese Witherspoon, and he said Sweet Home Alabama. Christmas movie to me, Holiday Harmony. to me, you are perfect. Is it okay?
Time.
Elf.
Elf is not right.
Elf.
It's actually Love Actually. And the guy who ends up playing Rick Grimes in The Walking Dead shows up at the door with the white signs on poster board and pulls him out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what Love Actually
is. I've never seen that.
Amy.
Yeah, nope.
You'll know the answers to these, but Lunchbox gets a chance to answer them.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, what's the name of the popular red house plant people put in their homes at Christmas?
Poinsettia.
Except. Correct. Poinsettia is how it's spelled, but I say poinsettia.
Nice, it's poinsettia.
Just so people don't get on
Woo!
Me.
What up? Oh, I didn't win. Never mind, I got one more.
Uno más.
Tied. I thought I won.
It's 2-2. It all comes down to this.
Ugh.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Murad, Mad Hippie, and The Ordinary are brands of what? The first one's M-U-R-A-D. I'm assuming it's pronounced Murad. Mad Hippie.
Mad Hippie!
And The Ordinary. For the win, they are brands of what?
Clothing!
Wrong!
Oh, no.
What?
Amy, if you get this, you win. If not, it's a tie. We have to go to sudden death.
I'm a mad hippie, though.
Go ahead.
Murad? I've seen Murad before, but the other ones?
Mad Hippie and The Ordinary.
Dang.
The Ordinary. Matt, Murad. I know I've seen Murad. Is it like bathroom stuff? Like toilet, it's like lotions and soaps and...
Incorrect.
What is it?
Skincare products.
Yeah.
No, that bathroom stuff doesn't count. No, you were very generic.
Lotions and soaps.
No, and soap's not a skincare product unless it's specifically... No, we're not doing that. Yellow card. I'm giving her one.
Oh, yeah, no, Amy, you need to stop.
That's right. Yellow card.
You're going to automatically spaghetti.
Okay, here we go. Amy, you'll get 3 questions quickly. Lunchbox, you can't steal. Amy, let's see how you can get. How many you can get. Amy, Aviation Gin is a brand of alcohol from what Canadian actor?
Ryan Reynolds.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
The
okay.
Stanley Cup is the championship trophy awarded in what sport?
Hockey.
Correct.
Okay.
Whoa.
If you were replacing a serpentine belt, what would you be working on?
A car.
Correct.
Dang, 3 for 3?
Wow. Lunchbox, you gotta go 3 for 3. What pop star is model Sam Asghari married to?
What?
Sam Asghari. Who's he married to?
I've never heard of that name in my life.
You have.
Sam Asghari?
Sam Asghari.
Sam Asghari.
No, that's not what he said.
Is married to a pop star named Camila Cabello.
Britney Spears. Amy is the winner.
Wow.
Amy, you actually win the whole championship on this day, the final one of the year.
Good job, Amy.
The winner of Lunchbox Now will eat Buddy the Elf spaghetti. Look at this. It's spaghetti.
I mean, not bad.
It doesn't look bad.
Covered in, it doesn't look bad, but think about the spaghetti. Covered in chocolate syrup, maple syrup, marshmallow, cereal, candy.
That looks disgusting.
It actually may not be bad.
You want to bet?
Pop-Tarts, too, on there.
Here he is. He's putting his fork into the spaghetti.
I mean, it's got those, like, snow-capped, like, I don't even like marshmallows.
Go ahead. I bet it's good. Like, okay,
white.
He's in.
It smells
he
great.
Like, ew.
He's chewing it.
Pretty good?
No. Not good. That's not how I describe it.
How would you describe it?
I describe it as odd. It's weird. It's weird to have the chocolate with the spaghetti like that. And then the syrup.
What was Buddy the Elf thinking, right, Lunchbox?
I don't know. Yeah.
By the way, this is a kit you can actually order from HelloFresh. What?
It's sold out in under a minute, so we got this just for us.
Oh, he's eating more.
Oh, he wants more.
He likes it.
I think he likes it now, guys.
Get started today. HelloFresh.com/Bones18. Use the code Bones18 for 18 free meals. Ooh. He's struggling with it now. Plus free shipping. That's the code BONES18 for 18 free meals. Plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/BONES18. Lunchbox?
That's not good, guys.
That's a good breakfast?
No.
Healthy?
Healthy.
Congratulations. Amy, you're the champ. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Blake Shelton. I mean, what do I say? He's the greatest. He had so many number ones. He's got the show Barmageddon on USA Network. Airs Monday nights. I feel like I don't need to introduce you because you do know. We love him. We know him. We love him. We know him and we love him. Here he is. Blake Shelton.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I see the preview of your show Barmageddon on. I have a show that just came off USA Network at all, and I follow all the socials now because I felt like I had to. I was kind of guilted into it. So I see I see all of your clips of Barmageddon. It looks pretty fun. That show looks pretty good. You guys are like playing bar games with, I think I saw Sheryl Crow on there. How did this show come together?
When COVID hit, you know, and I don't know how it was for your show, it's probably similar. For The Voice, we had to like work with like stripped down crews, you know, and what normally had a huge studio audience or decent sized studio audience and hundreds of crew, and it kind of was whittled down to no audience, just a handful of camera people and the coaches and Carson. You know, it was, we weren't letting a lot of people in the building at that time. And so you can imagine how long the setups took in between, you know, each thing that we shot there. So Carson and I would just go to one of our dressing rooms and just drink our faces off on these days. And one day we had, you know, that show, Holy Moly.
Yeah. Have the putting, the mini golf show.
Yes. That was on the TV in one of our dressing rooms. And one of us had the bright idea, man, wouldn't this show be better if these people were drunk trying to play, you know? And so that's where the idea, we were like, man, we could do this. You know, we can make a show like this. And literally he and I have had these brainstorm ideas for years now. Like we had the idea for a beef jerky company, some weird apps and podcast things that would never see the light of day because we're too lazy to put it together. But we took this drinking game show very serious and followed through with it, Bobby.
Barmageddon airs Mondays on USA Network. It's super fun. If you do a season two, like, I was a little insulted I wasn't invited to be a part of the, because one, I have a show on the network, and then two, I thought you and I were semi-cool, and then I never got invited to like play the games. And so if you do season two, I will hopefully be ready for an invite that I'll say.
Are you throwing your name in the hat for?
Yeah.
We'll even call it Bobby Geddon.
Yeah.
For the episode on.
And I don't drink, but I'll do grape juice. I don't know. We'll do something. It just, you know, it's in the family. We're in the family in so many ways. Blake has a little insulted.
We'll do some drugs or something instead.
That's it. He goes way hard. He's like, we know you don't drink. All right, up first, heroin. All right.
Oh, gosh.
I think because we're able to talk, you know, a decent amount, and we talk a lot. So I ask our listeners sometimes, like, what would you like me to ask Blake? I got five or six really quick questions, if you don't mind answering these for our listeners. Number one.
Oh, God, this ought to be good. Okay.
It's nothing too crazy, but I'm glad they ask them because I think I lose touch sometimes. Why doesn't Blake Shelton live in Nashville?
Well, you know, I did for about right at 12 years. I lived there. I moved there in 94. I was 17 when I moved to Nashville. And then, my plan was always, if I ever got my foot in the door and had some success, I was going to move back home just to Oklahoma. It just never, Nashville always just felt like where I would go to work, but it never felt like home to me. I'm just from Oklahoma, and that's just how it's always been for me.
What is Blake Shelton's favorite NFL team?
The Arizona Cardinals, painfully enough. It has been for 20 years, 30 years now, that's been my team. And it's just brutal. I mean, it's horrifying. I could even see the look on your face. You look like you just verped.
That's tough. It's tough. Like, in so many, one, it's random, and I'm curious how that came together. But then two, it's been tough. I mean, between Kyler Murray getting hurt, the season not being good, Cliff's like, they're like, is he going to fire him this year? That's a tough team to be a fan of right now.
I know. It's all those, some of those guys are my friends, and I'm really nervous about what's going to happen. It's ugly.
Okay. Next question. How tall is Blake Shelton?
I think I'm around 6'5". Maybe the older I get, closer to 6'4".
He's shrinking. How big is Blake Shelton's ranch? We have two more. How big is Blake Shelton's ranch?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, I learned in that movie, Pure Country, it's rude to ask people how many acres they have. That's almost like asking
how much they weigh or their age. Yeah.
Even though you could look on probably Google Earth or something and figure it out.
Last question. Why did Blake Shelton leave The Voice?
Well, I haven't yet. I leave next spring is going to be my last season. It's season 23. And Bobby, I'm just tired of winning.
Yeah. I felt that.
You know what I'm saying? It's just so easy. It's, you know, how come I never get a good laugh out of you? It's always like,
Well, it's not that part wasn't that funny, but the other things you've said were funny, but that one.
But you didn't. But the other things you didn't laugh at either. And it's
no,
like
I did a couple. You don't give me charity laughs. Well, here's the thing. You're a funny guy. You don't give me charity laughs. I don't give you charity laughs. So when we both laugh, we know that that was actually really funny. Would you agree with that?
But people are watching this and you're making me look worse.
No, I think you actually look great. You look healthy, by the way. Physically, you look like $1 million. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been eating. I've been eating well. I've been eating well.
See, that's funny because you do look good and you made a joke there. See, that's it. I laughed at that one.
And I love it when the off-camera people laugh also. Oh. It's like Talk Soup. Remember that show?
Yes, I do. The song, is it Nobody or Nobody?
Jimmy Fallon said it best because I was having a hard time trying to explain it. And he said, it's like they never found a body.
Nobody. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody. We say it setting it up, but it's tough. It's good. It's a really good song. And with music, you have the Christmas songs out now. Now, are you about to really dive in and every year give us new Christmas? You going to do a Christmas tour maybe next year?
No.
Okay.
I love Christmas music, but I never think about, you know, adding to that project. It's only when we're in the studio doing something else and the label will call and say, hey, while you're in there, you know, book one more day and do some Christmas songs and we'll add it to the album. And so that happened this year. And I had booked, you know, the extra day in the studio with Scott Hendricks. And but I never really thought about what it was we were going to cut, like, ever. And it got to be like 2 or 3 days before the session. And Scott said, hey, what Christmas songs? What is this thing? And I go, oh, my God, I hadn't even thought about it. And so Gwen had written a song on her Christmas album that I thought was underrated, called Cheer for the Elves. And so I wanted to cut that song. And then we just did a couple of classics, and we did Up on the Housetop. And it ends up being maybe my favorite Christmas thing I've ever cut. I just thought it was a fun recording of it. I tried to copy that old Travis Tritt recording of Burning Love. And so we kind of flipped that into Up on the Housetop.
There are new songs added to Blake's deluxe version of his Christmas album, Up on the Housetop, Cheer for the Elves, Holly Jolly Christmas. So right now we're eating it up, all Christmas, all the time. So, I mean, it's already, we got like a week and a half left, kind of late on the promotion of this, huh, though, Blake?
Well, you know, I hate it. I hate when people, you know, put up their tree the day after Thanksgiving. And so I'm treating promoting my Christmas album the same way.
That's funny. See how he did that? He's quick. He's funny. Yes, okay. That's a good guffaw, even. That's a good one.
Oh, see. Hey, talk to me about the Arkansas helmet there. Now, is that because you're friends with the Arkansas people, or did Justin Moore or somebody get you that helmet?
I am a diehard Arkansas Razorbacks fan.
I know you're from there. I know that.
I am. My doctorate is from the University of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I go to games. That's my most. My wife, my dogs, and the Razorbacks are the only things I really care about.
Yeah, but the helmet. Like, did you go? Did you meet the coach? Are you friends with the people?
Yes. Talk to me. I'm luckily now, and I don't know if this is the same for you. And I mean this in a serious way. Like, the coolest things to me now, because I'm a bit jaded, that the coolest things to me now in my life are the things that I dreamed of doing and being as a kid. So the fact that I can just call the head coach from the University of Arkansas football or basketball, or go and like that stuff is, or meeting John Michael Montgomery or things like that from when I was a kid, that's the stuff that's awesome to me still, that makes me super
Amen.
Emotional.
Yeah. I love that. Yes.
So what about
you? I love that coach. I love that guy. He's so awesome.
Pittman?
Yes. I can't think. I don't know his name.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
What is that for you, Blake, that you – because, again, you get to do everything, so nothing is cool except certain specific things. What's still, like, really cool for you where you're like, this is, like, what young Blake thought would be awesome?
Being able to text with Bill Dance and Jimmy Houston, it blows the brains out of my butt into the toilet, and the toilet flushes itself. Like, can't – even imagine that I can talk to those guys.
We watched so much Bill Dance as a kid, me and Arkansas Keith, my stepdad, that when I see pictures of, like, if it's you and Bill Dance, or Chris Jansen and Bill Dance, or Luke, because, you know, Luke had this, I'm just like, that, they got to be, like, living their dream. Because I'm sure you watched hours and hours of Bill Dance as a kid.
We would get up, because they would air Bill Dance on Saturday mornings. Remember TNN? It was TNN back then. And so I'd go to a friend's house that had cable, Kurt Gillum, and we would watch Bill Dance. And it was like, oh my God, he's the coolest guy in the world.
That, you know, is the same reason that I love the Grand Ole Opry, is that my grandma and I would watch it either on TNN or wherever it was, because it moved around a lot. And my grandma adopted me and raised me for a lot of my life. Or when it was off TV, because it had its different iterations, we would listen to it on the radio. But that is why even today the Opry is so important to me, and that I do work there and perform there in multiple capacities, because as a kid, I love my grandma so much and she loved it so much that I treasure that place because of that.
Yeah, you're the same as me probably about the Opry House. People ask me all the time, you know, what's your favorite to play, the Ryman or the Grand Ole Opry House? And I always say the Opry House, and people look at me strange, but that's the Grand Ole Opry that I grew up seeing on TV. That's the building, that's the stage. And, you know, and so I get this crazy feeling when I step on that stage.
Well, he's Blake Shelton. He's done it all. He's doing it all. He's got Barmageddon on Mondays on USA Network. He's got three new songs on his Christmas album. Are you touring next year?
Yeah, we're doing my normal, like, 15 or 17 shows. We start in February, go to the end of March. We're taking Carly Pierce out, taking her back out with me, and this new kid, Jackson Dean.
He's awesome, dude. Jackson Dean is.
I haven't met him yet. I haven't met him.
He is legit. You're gonna love him. You're gonna love him.
I can't wait. I love his. I love his record. That's all I know of him so far.
I'll end on this. Once, you may not remember this. It was super quick. But Blake and I were doing a thing in California together. He was, and I went out on stage barefoot. I didn't know Blake didn't like bare feet. Do you still? Is that a thing where you hate bare feet, or was it just you thought I was gross? I showed up in sweats and I was barefoot because I was coming from a different shoot. Do you hate bare feet?
I hate men's bare feet.
Okay, there it is. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there you have it. Okay, there he is, Blake Shelton.
Way to button up the show. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. Tell Gwen we say hello, and we'll see you next year, buddy.
Love you guys.
All right, see you, Blake. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with Magic Write, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. Magic Write will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it and make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. Magic Write is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Here's a voicemail that we got on the line last night.
Bobby Bones, multi-year listener. Hey, you need to do something about Lunchbox. It is extremely rude. I can't believe you're allowing that on the air. It's mean. Lunchbox is so immature. I wish you'd get rid of it. I'm thinking about quit watching the show because he makes me so mad for all the childish things he does and the way he treats people. So please get rid of it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Man, our show would be better if he didn't watch.
He did say please.
Well, people do watch it on YouTube and
I know, I'm just
Facebook.
Saying it would be better if he didn't.
I like him.
He seems like kind of a jerk.
We accept all opinions, even yours, right?
And he seems kind of boring at parties.
We're not having a party.
He doesn't seem like he'd be very
okay,
much
fun. Okay, let's vote. Fire Lunchbox, yes or no? Amy?
No.
Eddie?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to no, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you got overruled, but 100%. I'm surprised we had a yes there.
Absolutely. Get rid of him. Please get rid of him.
All right, here's Sarah from Tampa, Florida.
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that usually makes my day every week. It's really, really inspiring to be able to turn on a radio show and hear nothing but positivity. And I can't tell you how many times it has cracked up while I'm driving. So thank you for everything that you guys do. And I hope everyone has a great day.
I feel like she probably doesn't know that guy that called and left the voicemail right. before. No, I feel like they don't get to talk a lot.
They must listen at different
Two
times.
Different shows. Completely. Thank you for that call. Leave us a voicemail, 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A list of the worst TikTok food trends of 2022 came out.
What was the weird one? It was like mustard on something sweet. We talked, watermelon. Mm-hmm. And it actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird, but it wasn't that bad. So TikTok is kind of right on unless they cook things in NyQuil.
Oh, well, that makes the top three.
Yeah.
They call that sleepy chicken.
They
get out of
chicken
here.
Chicken and NyQuil. That had to be a joke, and they were like, I can't believe this caught on.
Yeah, NyQuil is the marinade. And yeah, doctors say do not do it. FDA is warning people, please do not do it. Healthy Coke was another food trend. No, it was where you saw a bunch of people putting balsamic vinegar and carbonated water together, and they're like, this tastes just like Coke. Coca-Cola, I never tried it,
We should do a segment where we try the TikTok trends. That's pretty, because I'm curious, not in a punishment way, but I'm curious to know what that tastes like.
Okay, well, this one I'll try. I don't even know how it made the worst food trend, but it's the grated egg avocado toast, and it is what it sounds like, a grated hard-boiled egg over avocado toast.
That's cool.
I mean, maybe.
I bet that chefs do that.
Like in fancy restaurants?
Yeah, like you grate that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's probably really hard to grate a hard-boiled egg.
My job usually is to grate the cheese, like with a block of cheese if Caitlin's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you talk about make your hands strong. Because I, too, will be obnoxious about it. I'll grate the whole thing. It
gets all the way down?
She'll you can stop. We get it.
No.
I will grate it all the way down.
I got a little piece left.
Yeah.
Show off.
Yes.
The most controversial food trend this year is butter boards, which was like a
charcuterie board. Oh, yeah, all the butters
board,
instead of, yeah.
But just,
I liked that.
Yeah. But just some people, that's the thing.
Good for your heart, too.
I'm sure.
All those butters.
People
yeah.
either loved it or totally hated it. A new study that just came out in the journal called Sleep says that people who use an alarm clock to wake up are more tired than those who just wake up naturally.
Who's the ninja that wakes up naturally?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess it's people that maybe don't have to.
Yeah, don't have jobs.
They said that they actually surveyed people
donors.
At work.
Uh-huh.
I will say that I set my alarm on my phone, but I almost never get to. I wake up before. And it's not because I'm a ninja. It's because I have sleep issues.
Oh.
So I'll wake up at 1 or 2 naturally, but not because I just have this internal alarm and that goes, okay, time to wake up. I'm so scared of oversleeping that I think I'm miserable and I don't sleep. So, yeah, that's weird that people can do that.
More than half of people hit snooze at least once in the mornings, and women are 50% more likely to hit that snooze button. So, hey, maybe make it a new year goal. Stop hitting snooze.
I like it.
I let go of snooze, probably 3 years ago?
Never look back.
Never look back. I mean, it was hard, but it was good. Morgan Wallen dominated the year-end Billboard list again. He's at the top of 9 lists, which is 3 more than last year, and they include Top Country Artist, Top Album, and then Wasted on You was the most streamed song.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. Killing it, man.
Yep.
That's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
What's trivial to some folks is actually really, really important to others. And that's why I love stories like this. She was on a Southwest flight. Her name is Jessica. Her daughter was Luna. They just got home. And Luna has a favorite stuffed animal that she always has with her that keeps her calm, named Dog Dog.
Aww.
It's almost what we named our dog.
Dog Dog.
Dog Dog. Mm-hmm. The mom called the airlines and she knew, what are they going to do? Track down a stuffed animal? But she knew because it was so important to her daughter. She said, hey, I think we left it in the rental car. And then we were at this airport. And then Christina, who worked at Southwest, took it on herself to go and rescue Dog Dog. She went to the rental car place in the airport, said this was the car. They went into the car. They found Dog Dog under the seat. Dog Dog was then mailed back to her and reunited.
Wow.
After a month, Jessica and Luna traveled back to Dallas with Dog Dog and got a photo of all them together.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Dog Dog.
I like Dog Dog. That's a good name. Right at it. It's on the nose. You know exactly what you're dealing with. It is 100% pure dog.
For sure.
Dog Dog. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.